50 years ago, the Wilkie branch of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation held their annual meeting and awards night. Jim Gurain of FIPPIN was re-elected president, and also won the award for Best Antelope Shot, with a score of 78.58 points. Unity figure skaters Laura Lee Foster, Edna Howdle and Bonnie and Sherry Howson took part in Saskatchewan Winter Games eliminations, held at Purdue. Over 100 Wilkie Outlaw fans went to the first-round senior hockey provincial game in Meadow Lake, where Jerry C., Herb Skell and Mick Nisley exploded early in the first period, then played a close checking game to preserve the win, 3-2. Exalted ruler Stu Inkster initiated candidates Terry Water, Don Hogan and Walter Guzik into the Unity BPO Elks Lodge. 20 years ago, attending a tour, sponsored by Northwest Terminal and the Canadian Wheat Board, of Vancouver Port and of a ship being loaded with canola were local producers James Woodward, Hal Martfeld, Harvey Kelly, Marion Kelly, Cliff Knowles, Alan Fawell, Bill Fraser, Helena Caplet, Ken Ireland, Gail Hallman, Leo Schwebius, Art Sieben and Marie Schwebius. In Bantam Sea Provincials, the Macklin Mohawks and Wilkie Outlaws were playing each other in round two. Orest Palahitsky reported Mohawk Jenna Reichert, the lone female in the contest, wears the A, and played well. A Sask West Hockey League playoff game between the Unity Miners and the Luseland Mallards saw an amazing almost 90 shots on goal before the game ended with a 10-8 win for the Miners.